起祷告。爱我们的父神，感谢你再一次让我们有机会到你面前来敬拜赞美你。
Father, thank you for this opportunity to come before you to worship you.
求主你的圣灵打开我们属灵的眼睛，来了解主你的话语。
May your spirit open the eyes of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 如果我们有亲人在医院里面接受手术，家属在外科医生手术的期间，在家属的等候室、等待医生手术之结果的报告。
So if we have someone in the family receiving a procedure at the hospital, usually the family would wait outside in the waiting room.
如果是一般比较普通的手术，亲人就不大跨越这个手术的冒险。
If the procedure is pretty common, usually family won't be so worried about the risk of the surgery.
如果是一些比较复杂的手术，亲人在等候室的心情就比较挂虑。
But they would be a lot more anxious if it's a complicated procedure.
当在等候室的电话一响，是你的电话。医生在电话中告诉你，或是医生直接到等候室来告诉你，手术一切都成功顺利。
But when you finally get that call, or if the doctor goes straight to the waiting room to tell you that everything went well with the surgery,
我们多么的期待能够听到这个好消息。
Yeah, how much we long to hear this good news.
当医生或是医务人员报告我们现在亲人的手术一切成功，我们的心就得到很大的释怀平安。
And how relieved are we going to be if when the hospital staff tells us that everything went well with surgery?
我们真不愿意听到医生说拖不过去这个手术。
And what we don't want to hear the doctor say is sorry, he or she didn't make it.
今天这个时代，我们多么的期待能够听到好消息。
Today in this day and age, how much do we look forward to hear good news?
在美国电视台晚间新闻的报道里，我们每天都听到这个各处许多国内外负面的消息。
And every day on the news channel, we always hear about all the negative news here in the country or outside.
我们真盼望能够听到这个世界或是这个社会更多正面的消息的报道。
And we wish that we could hear more about the positive news coming from the world.
在美国主要的电视新闻台之一在广播晚间新闻的时候，在最后一则新闻的报道都会报道有关社会一些好人好事的报道。
One of the main stream news channels in the U.S., every night, the evening news, they always end with the news about good deeds.
让收看节目的人去看到这个社会光明积极的一面，便激发人去活出光明积极的人生。
So the audience at home could see that positive side of the society and encourage them, promote them to be more optimistic.
我们生活在这个已经堕落的世界里面，我们身为神的儿女应当为耶稣成为耶稣基督的福音的使者。
And today we live in this fallen world, but as God's children, we need to be the messenger of the gospel.
把神在耶稣基督里的好消息从我们身上来分享出去。
And share this good news about Jesus Christ from us to the outside.
我们从以弗所书三章一到十二节共同来领受神的话。
Here, let's receive God's word from Ephesians 3:1-12.
第一就是一个神圣的托付。
The first is this holy entrustment from God.
回到以弗所书第三章第一节说，因此我为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣囚徒的保罗，替你们向上帝祈求。
Ephesians 3:1, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, praying for them.
当使徒保罗写以弗所书的时候，他是被关在罗马的监狱里面。
He was in prison in Rome when he wrote this book.
他在罗马被关两年。
He was in prison for 2 years.
这就是一般所说的他第一次的被囚。
This is what we typically refer to as his first imprisonment.
他在被囚的这个期间里面，他不但写了以弗所书，他也写了哥罗西书和腓立门书，与腓立比书，共同称之为月中书简。
And during that time, he wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians, and these are all commonly called as the prison epistles.
以弗所书第三章第二节说，你们一定知道，为了你们的好处，上帝是恩典把一项职务付托给我。
In verse 2, Paul says, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you.
使徒保罗告诉以弗所的信徒说，他从神领受一项神圣的托付，就是要将耶稣基督的福音来传给他们。
The Apostle Paul here is telling the followers in Ephesus that he's received God's entrusted with a holy task, and that is to spread the gospel to them.
这个福音也让他们来知道，在耶稣基督里面，我们怎样来活出一个有意义的人生、有目的的人生。
And this gospel allowed them to know how to live out a meaningful life.
有一次，一位经营一个国际性的企业的老板接受一家基督徒杂志的采访。
As one time, an owner who's managing an international business, he was interviewed by a Christian journal.
记者问他说：“你的人生将留下什么样的传奇呢？”
The journalist asked him, "What type of legacy will your life leave behind?"
你要人们怎么样来纪念你呢？
And how do you want people to remember you?
他回答说，我时常知道有一天有人将问我这个问题。
And he responded saying, I always knew someone would ask me that question someday.
我现在也不确定我是否更是已经准备好来回答这个问题。
But I'm not sure if I'm any more prepared to answer it right now either.
这个企业家虽然在他的企业上做得很成功
，This entrepreneur had a lot of success in his business，
但明显的他还没有慎重的去思考人生的问题。
But it was clear that he still hadn't seriously considered the question about life。
我们的人生除了赚钱之外，我们也应当来思想。我们如何能够去做一些让人能够怀念的事
？So besides making money, we also should think about how do we want others to remember us.
莫扎特，奥国的作曲家。
Mozart is a famous Austrian composer.
他远在超级巨星的时代以前，他就是一位超级巨星了。
He was a superstar long before the age of superstars.
他在五岁的时候为大键琴就是钢琴的前身写了一首协奏曲。
At age five, he wrote a concerto for the harpsichord.
在他十岁以前，他作曲并出版小提琴奏鸣曲。
And before he was 10, he was composing and publishing violin sonatas.
在十二岁的时候，他写出创作了他第一个歌剧。
And at 12, he produced his first opera.
当他13岁的时候，他是欧洲最伟大的交响乐团的第一提琴手。
And when he was 13, he was the concertmaster of Europe's greatest symphony orchestra.
莫扎特35岁因为肺炎而去世的。
But he passed away because of lung disease.
在他短短的生命中，他完成了48个交响乐曲与12个歌剧。
In just 35 years of his life, he composed 48 symphonies and a dozen operas.
他创作了600个乐曲。
And he gave birth to 600 compositions.
当他过世的时候，他的药物上瘾的妻子处在昏迷 迷状态中，几乎不知道她的丈夫已经死了。
And after Mozart passed away, his drug-addicted wife was in such a stupor that she barely knew her husband had died.
一小群的人参加她的葬礼，但是一场风暴啊雪啊阻止了他们到坟场去。
And a handful of people went to his funeral, but a snowstorm prevented them from going to the gravesite.
当等待天气晴朗之后，挖坟的工人却忘记了把他埋在哪里。
And by the time the weather cleared, the grave diggers could not remember where they had buried him.
历史上最伟大的音乐天才的坟墓永远找不到。
And the grave of the history's greatest musical genius was never found.
虽然后世的人永远找不到莫扎特的坟墓，但是他却留给后世的人许多伟大的音乐的曲子。
Even when we couldn't find his grave, he left so many great pieces of music.
我们站在哪里并不重要。
Where we're buried is not important.
重要的是，当我们还活在这个世上的时候，我们如何来编织人生的曲子。
What's important is how do we compose our life when we're still living in this world?
当每次我们对别人的爱、接触、救援或是鼓励别人，这些都构成我们所创作存到永世之美丽的交响乐之活泼的音符。
And every time we love, touch, rescue, or encourage others, they become the living notes of a beautiful symphony that we're composing for the ages.
我们并不能够像莫扎特去创作像他所创作那些不朽的音乐。
Maybe we can't compose these timeless pieces that Mozart wrote.
但我们共同去创作人生的交响乐，我们以耶稣基督的爱去爱人。
But we could create our life's own life symphonies and love other people with the love from Jesus.
我们将耶稣基督这救赎的恩典好消息传递给我们的亲人朋友。
And we tell this good news of salvation to our family and friends.
结果我们就是将主的喜乐带到我们的亲友之中。
In fact, it would bring the joy from the Lord to our family and friends.
以弗所书第四章十一节，使徒保罗说，他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
In Ephesians 4:11, so Apostle Paul says, so Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers.
意思我们从神领受各种不同的恩赐才能。
It means that we receive different talents and gifts from the Lord.
当然还有许多的恩赐不能够一一的列出来。
Of course, there are many that we cannot list out here.
当我们每个人尽力去参与在主的事工上的时候，我们能够将主的福音宣扬出去，因此耶稣基督的教会能够被建立起来，并且继续的发展。
But when we just do our best to serve the Lord, we could spread the word out, and we could construct the Church of Christ and continue to develop.
使徒保罗领受到主耶稣基督救赎的恩典，因此他回应主的爱从主领受到一个神圣的托付，向那些还未认识耶稣基督的外邦人来。
So Apostle Paul, he first received the grace of salvation from Christ, and therefore he responded by taking on this holy task that God has entrusted him to spread the word to the Gentiles.
盼望我们作为神的儿女的人，不仅在每一天生活上的忙碌，我们更能够去思想人生更深层的意义。
And we hope that as God's children, we're not just worried about our what's keeping us busy every day, but we think more about the deeper meaning of life.
马太福音十六章二十六节，耶稣说：“人若赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
And what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
耶稣说人生的意义不在于获得这世上的一切。
And Jesus said the meaning of life is not to gain everything in this world.
当然神也关心我们在这个世界上的生活。
But nevertheless, God is still mindful about lives in this world.
然而我们不是永远地处在这个世界。
But we don't belong to this world forever.
我们在这世界上的日子也是暂时。
And it's only temporary.
腓立比书第三章二十节说我们却是天上的国民。
Philippians 3:20 tells us that our citizenship is in heaven.
我们将来结束在这个世界上的生命的时候，我们将回到主耶稣所为我们预备永恒的地方，跟神同在。
And when we finish our lives in this world, we're going to return to the place where God has prepared, the Lord has prepared for us.And be together with God.
我感谢神，我的母亲上个礼拜是101岁，蒙主恩召。
I thank God that my mother, who was 101, she returned to the Lord last Thursday.
我们知道她已经安息在主耶稣所为她预备的地方。
And we know that she's now resting in the place that Jesus prepared for her.
我们如果只看到在这个世界上几十年的需要，而忽略了神为我们所预备永恒跟他的同在，那这样是我们人生最大的损失。
Wouldn't it be such a great loss if we only focus on the few decades that we have in this world, but we overlook that eternity that God's prepared for us?
我们借着耶稣基督成为神的儿女。
And through Jesus Christ, we become God's children.
我们感谢神，借着耶稣基督把我们带到神的国度里面。
We thank God that through Jesus Christ, He leads us into His kingdom.
我们作为神的儿女的人，同样也从神得着一个神圣的托付，就是要将福音来传给我。
As God's children, we also need to take on this holy commission, and that is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to our family and friends.
第二，经历基督测不透的丰富。
And second, is to experience that unfathomable abundance.
以弗所书三章第七到第八节说，我做的这福音的执事是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还是我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And go back to Ephesians 3:7-8. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I'm less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ.
使徒保罗本来是一位逼迫基督徒信靠耶稣基督的人，但是他蒙主的恩典，主向他显现，后来他成为宣扬福音的一位使徒。
Apostle Paul, he used to persecute those who followed Christ, but through God's grace, God revealed himself to him, and he became someone who was proclaiming the gospel.
在提摩太前书一章15-16节，使徒保罗见证说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩的。在罪人中我是罪魁，然而我蒙的恩典是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Apostle Paul testified in 1 Timothy 1:15-16, Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example to those who believe in him and receive eternal life.
使徒保罗深深地体会神在他身上测不透的恩典与慈爱。
Apostle Paul, he immensely experienced what God has shown him, the boundless riches of love and grace.
因此他也热心的要把神在耶稣基督里那测不透的恩典来分享给别人。
And therefore, he very passionately he wants to share this boundless riches of love and grace to other the Gentiles.
在历史上有一个人称他为百万方言的人。
In history, there's someone who's who's referred to as the man of a million lives.
他是意大利的母亲把他取名字叫做马可。
And his mother, Italian mother, named him Mark.
因为他的母亲希望他长大之后像马可福音里面的马可一样来宣扬耶稣基督的真理。
Because her mother had hoped that when he grew up, he was going to be like St. Mark to preach the truth of the gospel.
他后来写了一本书关于他旅行的故事人们给他取了一个绰号叫做百万谎言的马可。
And he authored a book about his travels, and then people gave him a nickname, called him Mark of a Million Lies.
在公元1200年代欧洲人发现不能够相信马可在24年这长期的冒险的故事。
In the 1200s, the Europeans found it impossible to believe Mark's tales of 24 Odyssey.
他历经跨越苏联的大草原。
And that Odyssey took him across the plains of Russia.
越过了阿富汗的高山。
And over the mountains in Afghanistan.
经过了波斯沙漠。
And through the deserts in Persia.
以及绕过了喜马拉雅山脉抵达远方的亚洲。
And around the Himalayas and into the far reaches of Asia.
马可是欧洲人中最先进到中国的一个人。
Mark was one of the first Europeans to enter China.
他后来成为中国元朝的开国者忽必烈的好朋友。
Eventually, he became a good friend of the Yuan Dynasty's founder, Kublai Khan.
Yuan 朝是当时世界版图最大最强盛的国家。
And the Yuan Dynasty at the time had the biggest territory and was the most strong country.
他看到了中国的皇宫中国的火药以及邮政的服务远超过西方600年以及等等这些的建文。
And he saw the buildings in China and also the firepower and also the postal service. And it's ahead of the Western country by 600 years.
当马可离开中国回意大利的威尼斯的时候，他满载着黄金、丝与香料。
When he's about to leave China, go back to Venice in Italy, he brought with him gold, silk, and fragrance.
他的口袋里带着那个意大利面 pasta 的食谱。
And he also brought with him the recipe for pasta.
忽必烈也派遣一大堆兵给他护送。
And Kublai Khan even sent an army to escort him.
当他们到了印度洋的时候，很多人溺水或是患病而死。
But a lot of people drowned and got sick and died when they were trying to cross the Indian Ocean.
最后衣衫褴褛的马可几乎是跛行掰他半的半返乡并丧失了大部分的财富。
And a ragged Mark barely limped home and most of his riches were lost along the way.
当他回来之后他后来将他在各地这个地理见闻风俗民情狩猎笔录并且出版书。
And when he returned, he dictated and wrote a book about the stuff that he saw there and stuff that the culture that he seen.
这本书叫做《马可波罗传》《波罗游记》。
And this book is called The Travels of Marco Polo.
这本书出版之后，当时的人认为马可是一个大谎言的人。
And when the book was published and people read it, people thought he was a big liar.
人们不相信他的话。
And they didn't believe in his tales.
当他躺在临终的床上的时候呢， 他的家人、朋友，甚至教区的神父来哀求他，啊，取消他所虐造的故事，以免这些虐造的故事呢，导致他下地狱。
And as he lay on his deathbed, his family, friends, and parish priest implore him to recant his fabrications, lest they land him in hell.
马可吐出他最后临终之言，说：“我甚至没有将我所见的一半说出来呢。”
But Mark spit out his final words, "I haven't even told you half of what I saw."
多么的可怜，可惜当时的人不能够相信他。
What a pity that people didn't believe him at the time.
后来历史证实马可的故事的真实性。
And history proved the validity of Marco's stories.
他的故事并不是疯人在说疯话。
And his story is not just some crazy old tale told by a crazy man.
不是他是一个说大谎言的人。
Or that he's a great liar.
过了一百年之后，一个意大利人哥伦布。读了马可波罗游记之后，启发他，他也能够去发现新的世界。
And after 100 years, another Italian, Christopher Columbus, read his book, and that inspired him, and also allowed him to discover the new worlds.
这个故事让我们来知道说，在我们人生中最可惜的就是我们时常不敢抱着大的理想，或是去揭发新的世界。
And what we see here is that in our lives, it's really pitiful that sometimes we don't have this big ambition or to discover new worlds.
马可波罗当时代的人以为他所说的故事，他所经历这些事都是虚构的。
And the people at Marco Polo's time, they thought that he fabricated everything.
他是一个百万的谎言。
And that he was a man of a million lies.
当时的人拥有着家宅的世界观，因此马可向他们分享他的这些故事的时候，他们以为他是在说谎。
When people at the time had such a narrow worldview that when Marco Polo shared his stories, they thought he was making them up.
但是他说他甚至还没有将他所看到的一半说出来。
But he said he hadn't even shared half of what he saw.
马可波罗的故事来帮助我们了解使徒保罗向以弗所的信徒所说的话，他要将神在基督里奥秘的福音来向他们分享。
And the story about Marco Polo can also help us understand that when Apostle Paul tried to share the mystery of God, the gospel to the believers in Ephesus.
这个奥秘就是耶稣基督那测不透的丰富。
And this mystery is the boundless riches in Christ.
我们还不能够完全的来诉说出来。
We cannot completely dictate all of this.
今天使徒保罗同样也勉励我们勇敢的踏出我们信心的脚步，来接受耶稣基督的福音。
And today, Apostle Paul similarly encourages us to take that brave first step of faith to receive the gospel from Jesus.
来经验神在耶稣基督里的爱与恩典的丰富，甚至是我们不能够去测透的。
And to experience this great love and grace through Jesus Christ, even though we cannot fathom.
我们盼望神的灵打开我们的心，让我们能够踏出我们信心的脚步来接受来。经历神在基督里那测不透的丰富。
We pray that God's Spirit will open up our hearts so we can take that first step of faith to receive Jesus and also to experience His boundless riches.
诗篇三十四篇第八节说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。”
And taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
保罗在哥林多前书第二章第九节说：“如经上所说，神为那爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到。”
Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, "What no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him.
我们也以祷告的心盼望圣灵的工作，尚未接受耶稣基督救主的弟兄姐妹也能够来踏出信心的脚步，以喜乐的心来接受在基督里那赐不透的恩典。
We also pray and hope that the Holy Spirit will work so the seekers will also take that first step of faith and happily accept that balanced riches of love and grace from Jesus.
对已经是神的儿女的人，借着耶利米先知向我们所应许的，神对我们诸般的慈爱，每早晨都是新的。
And also those of us who are already God's children, that through Prophet Jeremiah, he promised that he loves us, that every morning is new.
我们来作为神的儿女，神应许我们，让我们每天不断的去经历他在我们身上新的慈爱与恩典。
We're thankful that every single day we continue to experience his love and grace for us.
最后，谦卑为神所用。
And finally, we humble ourselves to be God's vessel.
以弗所书三章第八节说：“我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还是这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。”
Back to Ephesians 3:8. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ.
使徒保罗得到了神给他的意象，因此。打开了把耶稣基督的福音传到欧洲的门户。
Impossible, he received a vision from God, and therefore he was able to spread the word to Europe.
并且幸亏圣经几乎一半是使徒保罗从神得着默示所写出来。
And he even wrote almost half of the New Testament, which was inspired by God.
虽然这样，他说他比众圣徒中最小的还小。
But even then, he says that he's less than the least.
这是他在侍奉上的谦卑。
And this shows his humility in service.
他并不自称他是一位主耶稣基督伟大的使徒。
And he doesn't boast that he's a great apostle of Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗在侍奉上的谦卑，作为我们所有服侍的人的榜样。
And his humility sets an example for all of us who serve the Lord.
当我们愿意谦卑的在神面前摆上的时候，神能够使用我们来荣耀他。
When we are willingly just putting ourselves up for Him, He would use us to glorify Him.
以前一位著名的布道家穆迪本身没受什么教育。
And Dwight Moody, he himself did not receive any education.
他是一位鞋子的推销员。
He was a shoe salesman.
他被呼召来宣扬福音。
And he was called to spread the word.
在一次参加一个聚会当中，他的一个朋友牧师 Henry Wally 在信息当中分享。
And one time at a gathering, his friend, Pastor Henry Wally, shared this.
这位牧师分享说。这世界等待着要去看到神借着一个愿意完全献身给他的人神能与他为他与透过他所完成的事。
The message that Marley says is, the world has yet to see what God can do with and for and through and in a man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him.
目的了解 Wally 的意思就是说神要找任何人。
Moody understood that what Wally meant is God could take anyone.
这个牧师并没有说他必须是要一个有受教育的人。
And Wally didn't say that he or she had to be educated.
或是才能显赫的人。
Or someone who's brilliant.
或是任何条件只是一个人。
Or any other condition, just a man, a person.
所以后来穆迪在施布真布道会当中受感动。
And then later on, Moody was moved by one of the sessions by Charles Spurgeon.
他去想到瓦里的信息当中，神需要一位完全委身给他的人去完成他的事工，所以目的就献身当传道，成为神所重用的仆人。
And then he remembered Vali's message, that God wanted someone who was fully consecrated to complete his ministry. So Moody put himself and became a servant of God.
今天我们任何人也是一样，当我们愿意在神的面前委身自己，不管我们任何的背景经验，我们都能够让神所使用来经历神借着我们能够来荣耀他。
And today is the same for anyone, any single one of us. As long as we're willing to commit ourselves to Him, it doesn't matter what our background experiences. God will use us to greatly glorify Him.
我们在侍奉主的圣工上，并不是等待任何合适的人来服侍。
When we serve in God's ministry, we're just not waiting for someone who's perfect for that service.
如果我们愿意在神的面前来委身我们自己，以谦卑的心来学习，以谦卑的心彼此的同工，就像使徒保罗所说，我们能够得着神在我们身上的大力来宣扬他的福音。
As long as we're willing to commit ourselves in front of the Lord and be humble to learn and work together, like Apostle Paul we mentioned, we can receive that great strength from the Lord.
就像使徒保罗，他觉得说他比众使徒当中最小的还小，但是他愿意被神来使用，来荣耀神。
Just like Apostle Paul, he calls himself less than the least of all the apostles, but he's still willing to be used by God.
所以我们也以这种谦卑的态度来服侍神，来建立一个同心协力侍奉的团队，来荣耀神。
And all we have to do is to serve God with this humble attitude, and we could build a team together to serve and glorify the Lord.
使徒保罗他的侍奉，我们看得出来，乃是寻求主的心意。为了要蒙神喜乐来服侍神。
And Apostle Paul, he serves because he was seeking God's will to please the Lord.
腓立比书第二章三到五节，使徒保罗勉励腓立比的信徒说，不要自私自利，不要贪图虚名，要彼此谦让，看别人比自己高明。不要顾自己，不要只顾自己，也要关心别人的利益。你们要以基督耶稣作为榜样。
And Apostle Paul encouraged the believers in Philippi in Philippians 2:3-5. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.And your relationships with one another have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
我们在侍奉上应当谦卑自己，不要以为自己的想法就是最好的想法。
Again, we should humble ourselves in ministry, not always think our ideas are the best.
不要以为自己永远是对的。
And don't think we're always right.
因此，别人都应当照着我的想法去做。
So to force others to always follow our ideas are.
如果大家都持着这种的态度，我们知道这个结果就是，神的任何的事工都不能够得到进行。
If everyone were to take that approach, we know that none of God's ministry would proceed.
我们要明白，我们是在服侍主。
We need to understand that we're serving the Lord.
因此，我们大家谦卑自己，共同去了解分辨。何为神善良纯全的旨意。
And so we humble ourselves and together we try to understand and recognize what is this good, pleasing, perfect will of God.
我在这里报告大家一个好消息，就是在我们的执事会，我们的小会开会的时候，大家都能够从各个不同的角度去思考问题。
And here I want to report good news is that during our board deacon meetings and session meetings, although we approach things with different angles.
虽然有不同的意见，但是最后不是坚持自己的意见。
And although we don't always agree, none of us hold on to our own opinions.
乃是去辨别主的心意，大家共同产生共识，因此这些议案能够决定不是照着自己的意思，乃是每个人尽最大的努力去寻求明白主的心意。
And everyone tries to discern what the Lord's will is, and from that we gain the same consensus and make decisions on different topics. And we do this not according to our own will, but we do our best to see what God's will is.
我们求神继续带领我们的教会在主的面前，大家以基督谦卑的榜样来服侍主。
We pray that God will continue to lead us in all the different ministries in the church.
我们从今天的经文里面，主要我们也称为福音的使者。
And through the scripture here, we learn that God wants us to be messengers of the gospel.
我们也从神来得着一个神圣的托付。
We're also entrusted by this great commission.
要将福音借着我们，借着教会来宣扬出去。
And to spread the word through us, through the church.
因此，我们的亲人朋友能够来经验耶稣基督测不透的恩典。
And so that our family and friends can also experience the boundless riches in Christ.
并且我们在服侍教会彼此之间。存着谦卑的心，让神来使用。
So that we could humble ourselves and our service to the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你让我们在圣路易有台湾教会在这里的设立。
Our Holy Father, we thank you that we have this Taiwanese congregation in the St. Louis area.
我们得着主的救赎的恩典，我们也知道我们从你得着一个托付，也要将这个福音传给我们的亲人朋友。
We understand that now that we've received this grace of salvation, it's also our duty to spread the word to our family and friends.
来体验主你在我们每个人身上测不透的恩典。
So that they can also experience this boundless riches in Christ.
让我们也能够在主你面前谦卑，让主你来使用。
Help us humble ourselves in front of you.
让我们全体教会在这里成为一个非常美好的团队来服侍。
So that we could become a beautiful team here in the St. Louis area to serve you.
求主呢，这边继续在我们每个人在生活上、在工作上、在家庭上。都能够得着主您的保守。
We pray that you continue to protect us in our everyday lives, at our work, in our family.
我们将个人的难处也带到主您面前，求主您的引导。
We also lift up all of our personal burdens to you and pray for your guidance.
将主您的平安来赐给我们。
And grant us your peace.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.